Ghana and Guinea today will all but decide the final two places for the quarterfinals at the 2012 Africa Cup of Nations. The responsibility of ensuring qualification is the only thing on the minds of the Black Stars. Guinea, after their 6-1 hammering of Botswana, have revised their qualification hopes and are confident of pulling a shock over Ghana. Ghana need to avoid a heavy defeat against Guinea to progress to the quarterfinals of the 2012 Nations Cup tournament. He has Rosemary Gazy with a preview of the match.
Ghana have arguably been the most impressive side in the competition to date, and so far they look the most likely side to upset Cote d'Ivoire's bid to win the tournament. Against Mali, they struggled for a long time to breach the defense but always looked in control of the match, and few would predict against this fixture being any different. Ghana are not guaranteed qualification for the next round but only need a point to ensure their progress to the last eight. A draw, at least for Ghana and Franceville, will see them finish top of the group, no matter the result, when Mali play Botswana at the same time. Ahead of the big game, striker Asamoah is seeking to have Ghana stamp their mark at the tournament, with the Black Stars on the brink of a quarterfinal place, and expects positive approach from the Guineans. Guinea come into this match on the back of a confidence-boosting 6-1 win over Botswana and will be determined to make the most of their chance of making the top two in the group. Realistically, Guinea require a win over Ghana to ensure progress, but there are plenty of other permutations that can see them draw or even lose the match and still progress to the quarterfinals. This year's Africa Cup of Nations has hardly been full of goals, and as the state of the pitches and youth deteriorates with excessive use, teams will struggle to play fluent football that leads to goals. Radio Ghana wishes the Black Stars the best.
Rosemary Gazy's preview of the Ghana-Guinea match slated for Franceville at 6 p.m. Ghana time. Radio Ghana now brings expectations of the public ahead of the Ghana-Guinea match.
I don't think we are losing to this match. But I know Black Stars can do better than what they did last time. So I'm expecting 2 goals more today.
Oh, I know we'll win for sure. Because the money there is big. So the boys will go for the money. It's not true that we have not qualified. Looking at the rules, we use head-to-head. And then between Ghana and Mali, we scored them. So even if they win their match, they are going to come head-to-head. We have 6 points already. So the head-to-head will mean that Mali will not qualify, even if they score. And then Botswana is already out. Then it means Guinea and Ghana will go.
I am sure the Black Stars will win their match this evening. Even though people are saying we haven't yet qualified, I think all we need is just a point to qualify to the next stage. And I know for sure that the Black Stars will not fail Ghanaians.
We haven't automatically qualified. Well, I strongly believe we need to score goals in order to be able to qualify for the quarterfinals. I strongly believe so. We are winning.
Concerning the previous matches we've played, you could see that the scoreline has been 1 in our first match, 2 in the second match. So our expectation is that this one will be 3 or more. For what I know, winning your first 2 matches secures a place for you qualifying to the next stage. So I believe with God in it all, we shall make it at the end.
I'm sure we can qualify. Our boys are supposed to play how they play against Mali as a team, in and out. By the grace of God, we can win.
We are winning today. We are scoring 3-0.
You heard views of the public on the Ghana-Guinea match. The top of the table clash between